This is crazy. For some reason, we have been starting at 6:06, but it's okay. Whatever it means, Lord, we receive it. Hey, y'all. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Let me start sharing. You start sharing. Woo! That's just so much. Come on. Just so much. Y'all in here? Good morning. It's Thursday. Let's go. Come on, I'm going to start you out. Who did an update? I get it. It's apparently. Nope. Discard. Apparently, Facebook has had some kind of update. Nope. Discord. Only Facebook. Good morning. I'm not going to even complain, but come on, really? I'm supposed to give your girl a warning. They probably did. I probably wasn't paying attention. Y'all little dog. Oh. Tiff, thank you. I just got out the shower and I needed to wash my hair. So thank you. It'll dry. You're always so sweet, Tiffany. Thank you. Thank you. It's just straight out the shower. I just had to wash it. Yeah, just over here updating. Hey, ask me nothing. Sitting up here with a whole update. Like, I'm trying to share. I don't even know where I'm sharing to. Like, what are y'all doing this morning? Oh. Found it. I need them to send me a personal report. Lex ain't bothered this morning. Lex don't feel like being bothered this morning. Yeah, I got to worry about Lex. Lex has a chair that he is not supposed to be sitting in. And, he is. He's just over there doing his thing. When I woke up this morning, that's where he goes. So this morning, I walked past him, like coming from the kitchen in the coffee. So here's my office. This is the living room. It's the kitchen. So I walked past him this morning. He was in the chair. He looks up from the chair like I'm bothering him. So as I come out the kitchen with my coffee, I just simply say, do you want me to turn the light out or what? Because I guess it was too many lights on. So I turned the light out because I guess that's what he wanted because he didn't get up out that chair. Not supposed to be sitting in the chair. Not supposed to be in the chair. Not supposed to be sleeping in the chair. And it's two chairs in there. He only sits in this one particular chair. But, I mean, I guess the light needed to go out this morning. So I turned the light out. He ain't come in. He ain't get up. He can hear me from here. But he and her, like, I'm sleeping in this morning. So I just said, okay, sleep in. But do not get up and complain. This thing is not letting me do what I need to do. Do not get up and complain if, because you didn't hear the word. Because that's how he act. Yeah, my cup says grace. It ain't a blank cup. But for some reason, whoever manufactured this only printed grace on one side. For those of you who desire to get into design of coffee mugs because you feel like that's your call, do not print your coffee mugs on one side. Print it on two. Because if you print it on one side and you print it on this side, you're printing the coffee mug for a left-handed person. Yeah, I own so many mugs. I got this thing down to a science. I am right-handed. So I can see grace, but the people around me cannot see grace. And I've had this mug for a while, but it's like, I want y'all to be able to see grace too. So for those of y'all that are in, want to get into printing coffee mugs, listen, and don't wrap it. We don't want a wraparound mug. Those of us that are mug connoisseurs, I don't want to wrap. I need a two-sided printed coffee mug. I prefer a large print for mine. I'm not buying coffee mugs right now. I have way too many. My son was like, Mom, you ain't have no place for your plates in your townhouse. How was you doing stuff, right? So now because I'm right-handed, this is how I have to drink my coffee. And then y'all think I'm sipping out a blank mug. So just remember that for those of you that's your entrepreneurial side business. Apparently, I got to share, but I'm not going to share to the groups like I need to. I think this is diabolical. Come on, we're going to pray and get started. So hopefully that'll help y'all when you are getting into the coffee mug business. Right-hand people want to be able to see it and show it, right? And it feels awkward to drink out my left hand because I ain't left-handed. Yeah. Good morning. Come on, y'all. Tell me something good today. Ooh, thank you. Thank you. Y'all keep. Now it's back. Tiffany, now what I needed is back. Boy, I don't have time for this. Oh, my God. Thank you. But I'm going to take it. Let me change my words. I have time. Because the first thing that the Lord spoke to me while I was making my coffee, whatever you mutter gets into your heart and it becomes what you live by. Woo! Put it in your notes. Whatever you mutter gets into your heart and it becomes what you live by. We talk about Proverbs all the time. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. But we forget that next line. They're talking about you're going to eat the fruit of it. So while I was making this coffee this morning, because remember, we taking down bricks. Woo! Come on. I got some bricks in my life. We taking down bricks so that we can have a better relationship with God. We taking down bricks so that we can experience God. We taking down bricks this morning. Taking down bricks. So whatever I mutter on gets into my heart and it becomes a reality or a truth. And I know that we have been through some painful experiences. Woo! Come on. My God. But what you say while you're going through really matters. Does that mean that I don't get to have a weak moment, LMJ? It's not what I'm saying. I need you to be very clear that whatever you mutter on will get into your heart and it becomes reality and truth. And because many of us are generational complainers and whiners, many of us are generational in our language and how we communicate pain, we don't realize that what we mutter, woo, is really embedded in our heart and it is determining our growth. It is determining our relationship. How do you think your heart gets hardened? Woo! It's getting hardened by what you are saying. Jesus, your heart is getting hardened by what you are saying, because the heart is where our belief system is. Woo! So if I continue to mutter, oh my God, so listen, when we say mutter, it doesn't even have to be loud, because when we mutter something, it's like it's in an undertone. Woo! When we mutter, it's how we talk to ourselves. I'm finna go. Sherla, oh, congratulations, Sherla. That's a testimony within itself. When we mutter, when we use the word mutter, mutter means talking to myself. So when the Lord says, whatever I'm muttering is getting into my heart. Ooh, I got to be careful with what I say to myself. I got to be careful. I got to be careful about what I say to myself. I got to be careful what I speak over myself. I got to be careful what I declare. I got to be careful what I mutter, because that's what muttering means, right? It's muttering, right? It's how I talk to myself. Whatever, Shamika, I mutter and I say to myself gets inside my heart and is a course driver for what happens next. So listen, that means your mouth can be your greatest enemy. And there are particular spaces that are more difficult for us than others. Woo! You might not talk down on your children, but you may not talk down on you may talk down about your spouse, or even about your future marriage, or even about how you feel about men. I remember one day I was in my kitchen, Judah might have been about 7 or 8. And I was dating somebody or some at the time. And I muttered, I was like, oh, man. And Judah looked up and said, when you say, oh, man, you are talking about me as well. Because even though I am 7 or 8, I am still a man. I just haven't come into the full form of my manhood. So man puts all men in the same category. So perhaps, right? We just been talking about bricks that we have laid, or bricks that have been laid, or versions of us that have been handed to us by someone else, whatever these bricks that have been laid, what we mutter, gets into our heart and it impacts what's next. So for example, in the area of, God is doing something this morning, in the area of relationship, if I struggle and I continuously have the same conversation with myself about how I feel about men or how I feel about women, or even how I feel about what has happened to me, if it goes on replay, the memory gets more and more embedded. Woo! And then what happens is it's becoming our deep-seated belief system. It's becoming what I believe. It's becoming what I trust. And I don't think it's justifiable. I don't think my actions and what I say is justifiable because of the experiences I've had. And I will tell myself that I am telling truth. And this thing will be on replay. And as it is on replay, what is happening is layer upon 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 layer, upon brick, upon brick, upon brick, upon brick is being built. And this wall that is supposed to help me live in the fullness of God, woo, is squeezing me out of God's plan. So what I mutter, what I say to myself, is getting down in my heart. And that becomes the truth that I live out, right? It becomes the truth that I begin to live out. Woo! So whatever I say to myself, Lord, I thank you. Step by step, brick by brick, layer by layer. Woo! So here's something that I've been praying that I need to give to you now. It's been lately when something happens without my comfort zone, because when God is trying to rebuild the plan, what's going to happen next is you, Rob Williams Jr., not this morning. Sorry, sir. Mm-mm. Can't do a dating on here. Too much you're looking for a God-fearing wife. What is happening is I'm living in truth almost according to like an alter ego. Yep, and Vanessa, those truths affect how you hear. Woo! So when God is trying to restructure you and say, okay, the plan for you is to get married again. Woo! Even though you declared you may not never get married again, or even though you have this thing that you believe about marriage that you've muttered over and over again, you've muttered the trust issues, you've muttered the anxiety, you've muttered the worry. Woo! You've muttered what will happen in the next relationship, even though the last relationship is gone and done. You've muttered it. You've talked to yourself so much that you have started to believe that it's the truth. So if truth is presented to you outside of what you're muttered, woo, something in your being becomes uncomfortable. It's not that it's not the truth. It's that it's a truth that you have lived according to, that you have talked so much to yourself. Woo! That you have talked to you so much to yourself, Bev, that anytime someone presents an alternative to you, the alternative sounds so foreign. Woo! Come on, say I'm getting freedom today. Come on, I'm finna get some freedom. And this is not nobody else's line. This is what you have been muttering. The alternative talks sounds so uncomfortable, but the alternative is actually God's truth for you. So my heart is hardened because of the things that I have muttered. Somebody help y'all. Some of y'all out. Some of my ladies out. Y'all keep sharing the video. Come on, let's get there. So some of y'all ladies, your fluffy side, your however you see this weight thing, right? I'm in my thick girl seat. I love it too. Like I'm in my thick girl season. Oh my God, I love it so much. Oh my God, I love all the volume. I love being voluptuous. Man, 50 and menopause has done something to this shape that I ain't denying, and I don't care. Woo! Listen. But whatever I mutter to myself is the truth that I build. And when God is saying to me, this is what I want you to weigh. Woo! The bricks that I've laid, or even perhaps the bricks that were laid when I was younger, how people talk to me about my body or my body type or whatever was presented over here, right? Whatever, hey, Kelly, that's not fair. Can't say there's not no bones over here because we got some thin people and they okay too. Woo! Gotta be careful with the words. Gotta be careful with the words. Them the casual words that we speak and say that we don't even realize detrimental to us and detrimental to the people around us. Woo! Because most of these things already have a negative connotation associated with them. So the bricks that I've laid, woo, or the bricks that have laid behind by me by someone else, and whatever I mutter about my weight, I'm just being honest about my weight. Is the truth there I live in. So when God is presenting another image of me that says, I just want you healthy. Woo! I just want you healthy. I just want you healed. I just want you whole. I don't want you consumed with what you look like. don't want you consumed about how much you weigh. I don't even want you getting on this scale. I want you to take control by what you put in your mouth. I want you to spend some time, 30 to 45 minutes exercising. I don't want you to make excuses, but I do not want the image that you have muttered about, woo, to lead you in your decision making about your body. I don't want to do it. Because you've muttered so negative about yourself so long that, and somebody might have started the fire. Can I say this to you? That you create the insecurity. Woo! You create the insecurity because this is what you muttering. This what you speaking. This what you saying. Okay, how fluffy. I don't like that. Mm-mm. This what you speaking. This is what you say. So this is what you mutter. So can I tell you something else? Woo! It'll also make you grasp for an image. That is unmanageable. You'll drop the weight in unhealthy practices and eating habits, consumed by an image that you have projected because of what you mutter. And I believe in a good workout. When I get down with y'all, get my son to school, I'm gonna go get my 45 minutes in. I'm gonna get my planks in. I'm gonna get my push-ups in. I'm gonna get it in. Yes, and still bound because the projected image that you have muttered and accepted for so long, woo, is what you living in. And God is like, I got a plan. And God is like, I'm good with your size. I have never in my life, what people probably thought was my thin was never somebody else's thin. When I got to junior high, I wasn't in a zero. I was already in a 5 and a 7. Already. Like Tip, size, I was in junior high in a size 9 and 10 shoe. My body type ain't never fit nobody else's body type and never was supposed to. Never was meant to, right? But if what I mutter, even if it was given to me by someone else, come on, I'm gonna help you. We're gonna help. The Holy Spirit gonna help. Whatever I'm muttering, life and death is in the power of the tongue. We're gonna eat the fruit. Yeah, fruit, eat the fruit, right? Like, no, what I mutter, whatever I've muttered is the image that's set forth, and it's gonna drive me one way or the other. It's gonna drive me one way or the other, and I don't even realize that what's driving me, not as me being healthy, because I'm not worried about health. I'm worried about shame. Worry about how I look in my clothes. Worry about what I've said to myself. Woo! Because that's what I muttered. I spoke those things to myself over and over again, and they laid a brick and a foundation for who I thought I was, but never who and what God said. Woo! And in this season, might not have knew it a long time ago, you better not say nothing crazy to me about me. I don't care. I tell my friends sometimes, they be like, oh, I love your hair. It's like, it ain't your hair. They be like, what? It ain't your hair. I don't need your, thank you for your affirmation. Or when people say, you need to keep your hair like this, this ain't your hair. You don't get to keep tell me how to keep my stuff. I'm like, and the reason I act like that is because people always presented an image of me that they thought was acceptable and would try to sign off on it. And there were seasons that I accepted it instead of being in just the best version of myself for that season. So then I never learned how to see me as the me that was presented to me, that was given to me by God. So then the scrutiny of myself, or the lack of care for myself, because sometimes what happens is a lack of care for myself, and I justify that as well. Why? Because of what I've muttered. I know this is a little heavy for some of y'all, but you need this. If you're going to take these bricks down, you're going to live in the fullness of who God called you. Because can I tell you, your image is tied to your destiny. How you see your image, how you see yourself will determine how you play a room. How you see yourself will determine how you own what God says for you. How you see yourself will determine what you accept because of what you've muttered. Now let me do another thing. Saints, what you muttered, what you said, what you've actively allowed to live in your head. Woo! You got to ask yourself that today. What am I actively allowing to live in my head? Woo! Right? By my love life, by my children, by my weight. Woo! What am I actively learning to live in my head? Because whatever actively is living in my head, my God, is what I'm going to live out. And God is like, hey, 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 hold up. And then when he says, here's what I need you to focus on, when he says to you, because I was bullied about my hair growing up. I remember one time this girl was going to cut my hair off. I was bullied about, and I was born sandy, almost blonde, but I like dark hair. Because of that, and my hair was so thick and it was hard to manage, I began to despise my curls. I'm just being honest. So when I'm letting my hair grow back, and the Lord is like, just wear your natural curl. It's fine. You can straighten it later. Boom, boom, boom. I'm so uncomfortable with it. And I'm so uncomfortable with it because I've never practiced being comfortable in it. And there was a season where I wore my hair naturally curly. But it was also, when I go back to those images, I was like, what the heck was going on? It was just all over the place. It was not cool. It wasn't. Sometimes it was just lack of care for myself. And I know it was, because I can remember what I was battling. But I was still showing up. And I had to begin to let God speak to me about me. And I had to begin to let God tell me about me. And every season looks different. Every season evolves. The more I spend time with him, every season I change. Right? Right? Just every season I change. And sometimes me changing my look was because I didn't know my identity. I was grasping for something. I was not comfortable in who I was because of what I muttered about me. Woo! And if I think my hair is it, or if I think my hair isn't it, then I'm going to mutter those things about me. Let me give you another area. Your finances. Part of your problem with your finances is what you say. And some of y'all are like, huh, I ain't got enough money. I know, because you always say, you ain't got enough money. You mutter that. You meditate your lack instead of meditating God's provision. So when I mutter lack, I know, come on, you got to hear me. Guess what I begin to focus on? Come on. Even if I mutter complacency, I just have enough. That's all I need is just enough. Woo! All I need is just enough, pay my bills, take care of me. I mutter that. If I mutter that, if I talk that to myself, if I meditate that, then I really never understand God as provider. And God is like, hey, because remember we got bricks. He over there on the other side of the wall. Hey, 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 hey. But I can't hear him because I've muttered for so long about my finances. My finances have a lot to do with me muttering the lack. So when I mutter lack, guess what drives me? Guess what's driving me? Lack. But when I get in the word and I understand that God is provider, that he said, Matthew, he told me, this is Jesus speaking. Look, ain't no kid of mine, I'm paraphrasing, ain't no kid of mine supposed to be worried about what they wear, what they eat, and I always say live, what the kids have, or anything else. Ain't we say, no kid of mine is supposed to be married, because my kids know that I'm a good provider. Woo! Why? Because I've muttered that. I mutter that. I live in that. I live in a mind conditioned, focused on lack. I live in a scarcity mindset that there'll never be enough. I live in a place. So then I'm not seeking kingdom first and righteousness for my finances. I'm either trying to figure out how to get out of lack. I'm either accepting living in lack. I'm either accepting living in debt. I'm either accepting seeking things that's going to get me out of debt. One of my babies texted me and she said, I am working tremendous overtime and I'm not seeing it. I ain't seeing nothing different. So I said to her, I said, baby, you can do a budget. Look at your budget and see what, this is practical. You need to do a budget and look at your budget and see what you're doing in your budget. Because it's probably that you have enough. It's probably that you're just not managing it well. So then I put in overtime when I ain't got no time, thinking that overtime is going to make up the difference. But it's not, because I have to manage what's in the time that God gave me. Woo! But when I think I make provision, I chase things that I feel will get me out of lack. Or I do things that I feel will get me out of lack, when if I really understand and I'm a kingdom citizen, what I'm going to operate in or according, hey JoJo, what I'm going to operate in, y'all, man, this kid, what I'm going to operate in is kingdom finances, because I understand kingdom principles. People will tell you, I don't tithe for all these other reasons, but all these other scriptures they believe in, and it's all in the Bible. It's just weird stuff. Or people will focus on not giving, but the kingdom, I love you more, son, but the kingdom principle of provision in the Bible is attached to giving. Given, it should be given unto you, pressed down, shaken together, running through, shall men and women give unto your bosom. Woo! Try me in this. Bring your tithes into the. So how does Malachi, that's Old Testament. The tenth was before the law and the tenth was after the law. Giving was after the law. Giving was before the law. The kingdom principle is giving. But whatever I mutter about giving, whatever, and whatever my belief is about receiving. Some of y'all are overworked and tired because people beat up in your head, a man don't work, don't eat. And they never talk to you about the purpose of God. They never talk to you about where God meeting you in your wealthy place. They tell you go get a job. And some of y'all worked them same jobs for 30 years with no improvement, and you're miserable, and your finances the same, and you can't figure it out. But it's because nobody really taught you about God being provider. So you hustle harder in an area. And God is like, if you come see me, I can show you how to do this. Woo! But I've talked to myself about what I've talked to about myself where finances are concerned for years. The wealthiest people who are non-believers will tell you that they believe in the law of reciprocity and they give 10% of their earnings. Read it everywhere. I've read all kinds of finance books. It's all on my shelf because I believe in healthy finances. All on my shelf, $1 million one, da, 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 da. Believe in all this. The wealthiest people give 10% of their income because they believe in the law of reciprocity. Whatever you mutter, however you talk to yourself, is what you live in. It's what you live in. It's what you live in. Or more, Angela, absolutely. But just, come on, it's what you live in. Oof. So he who the Son set free is free indeed, right? We quote that. Jesus came to set us free. He was the Son of God, free. It's free indeed. That's why we are attacking the hard things so that we can take responsibility of ourselves. Because we need to take responsibility of ourselves, working out our own salvation. There are things that you are waiting on God to do, and God is waiting on you to do them. But you are waiting on God to do them. Like, kumbaya, my Lord. Like, no. I've got to be more advantageous in living out the word so that I can see the freedom come. Revelation, the wisdom, the knowledge, and the understanding. So whatever I mutter, now let me give y'all this and we finna go. Whatever I mutter, whatever I've been muttering, whatever I've been saying, whatever I've been focused on, that's was in my heart and my guiding principle and truth for how I live. And then I don't take financial responsibility according to kingdom. I take financial responsibility according to myself. Now, if you don't have no wisdom and no knowledge and no information has not been presented to you, I don't know. Are you going to hell? I don't know. No, no, not at all. But perhaps the cycle I have been in is because of the way that I talk to myself. So I need to give you this. Come on. Come on, let's get there. Y'all get into Philippians with me. Woo! Y'all thought I'm not do everything without murmuring and complaining. You can get that scripture. You can get that scripture. Do everything without murmuring and complaining. It says do everything without murmuring and complaining. But there's something else that you need to do. It's something else you need to do. Go to Philippians with me. So that you can start taking down the bricks, right? So that I can start taking down the things that have been built. Ooh. And yes, we're going to meditate the word day and night. We've already did it. But it's something else you're going to have to do. The Lord was showing me. And it's tremendously helping me. Philippians 3, 13, 14. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling. In order for you to take down another brick or possess what I'm saying today, you're going to have to focus on the next step. Woo! It ain't behind you, boo-boo. It ain't behind you, boo. You're going to have to focus on the next step. You have to change how you talk to yourself. That's the next step. Paul had a discontent that kept him pressing on. He had a discontent that said, I will not settle here. He had a discontent that said, I will not settle in anxiety. Woo! He had a discontent that said, I will not settle in worry. He had a discontent that said, I will not settle in fear. Not when God offers me the grace that sustains me and supplies all my needs. If I'm gonna start, check, I got to focus on the next step. Woo! It ain't behind me. Your purpose is not behind you. Your purpose is not in your past. It's not. Woo! Past steps. Next step, next race, next moment, next thing. I got to focus on the next step. Remember, I told y'all yesterday, I had to remake my coffee because I could have a do-over. I did not have to. My coffee had grounds in it. I did not have to. I ain't going to tell y'all which one of my friends. I want to give y'all something. So I'm out walking in my neighborhood, and I think maybe they're honeysuckles. I'm very intrigued. I'm a nature girl. Like, I've been having rabbits in my yard, like all kinds of stuff. I'm watching, but I'm looking up in these trees that appear to be barren. And I share it with my friends. I'm like, man, God, let me see these flowers like growing in these trees. Just because of the space she's in, we had two different perspectives. She goes, oh my gosh, what have I allowed in my life? And I'm like, no. How about the beauty that's in hard places? Woo! How about the beauty that's in hard places, right? My perception is determined by what I mutter. So if I am stuck, I gotta go to the next step. And it's probably gonna have to do with how I speak. It's almost like you got to have a limited memory. So this is something I've been praying when things have been bothering me. Lord, let me rise above it. Let me rise above how it made me feel. Let me forget what I saw. Let me forget what I heard. Woo! Lord, I need your help. Cause me to rise above it. Because I want to rise. Cause me to rise above it. Rise above it. I don't want to remember it. I don't want to hold on to how it helped me feel. Made me feel. I don't want to be rehearsing it and nursing it. Because what it does, it distracts me from you. My focus on this is keeping me from being focused on you. So help me to rise above it. Help me to forget what I saw. Help me to forget what I heard. Woo! Don't let me hold on to the thoughts. Lord, I need your help. And the word of God says, submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee. So I'm submitting this moment to God because I don't want to live in it, because I need to be able to take the next step. Philippians 3:3 tells you, don't put confidence in your flesh. Whatever I mutter is me putting confidence in my flesh. So when Paul says, look, I'm forgetting what I'm behind. I'm reaching for what is ahead. I pursue as my goal the prize promised by God's heavenly call in Christ Jesus. And then he says, therefore, therefore, let all of us who are mature think this way. Woo! And if you think differently about anything, it's the 15th verse, y'all. Y'all been quoting this verse. You need to read a little deeper. He said, and if you think differently about anything, God will reveal this also to you. Woo! In any case, we should live up to whatever truth we have attained. Then it says, join in imitating me, brothers and sisters. That's what he tells them. Paul said, do what I do. Woo! Do what I do. I'm showing you how to do it. That's what Paul said. He said, look, I'm showing you how to do it. Do what I do. He said, join in imitating me and pay careful attention to those who live according to the example you have in us. Woo! So whatever you mutter, whatever you're getting in this heart, however you talking to yourself, and I just gave you examples of your body, weight, relationships, finances. Those were just three things that the Holy Spirit led me to pull on. Whatever you mutter in those areas, whatever you talk to you about yourself in those areas, is impacting how you live. There are bricks and foundations that have been laid that are most likely to be contrary to kingdom. For opening our eyes to see. Thank you for doing a greater work in us. Do not allow us to turn a blind eye to what is being revealed to us because it makes us uncomfortable. Ooh, help us to see what you see, how you formed us, how you created us. Ooh, we want to be more. We want to bear the image of your kingdom. We don't want to live any longer by what we have said. Some of us said things in ignorance, out of culture, the way that we've been taught. Woo! So Lord, teach us how to become the tongue of the learned. Woo! My God, whatever words we spoke before this day, we render null, void, useless, and brought to no effect. Pluck them up, burn them up. Woo, don't let them cause another casualty. Woo, come on, put it in your notes. Those words don't matter anymore. Come on, you breaking up with it. You breaking up with your old self today. I need you to write this down. I need you to type it. Put it in your notes. Those words don't matter anymore. Put it in the comments. Those words don't matter anymore. Woo, we breaking up. You coming out of partnership. You created it spiritually with your mouth. You finna uncreate it with your mouth. Woo! Woo! You ain't know you could change your words, huh? You created it spiritually with your mouth. So now we finna uncreate it with our mouths. Woo! Come on. Come on. I need everybody. Those words don't matter anymore. We breaking up with those words. We sabotage. We calling them null, void, useless, brought to no effect. Woo! Those words don't matter anymore. Those words don't matter. I need you to write something else down. I will not replay those things in my head. Woo! My God, let me forget what they said about me. Woo! Come on. Let me forget what they said about me. Let me rise above and forget what they said about me. Let me forget the things that I spoke and said over myself. Woo! Help those around me where I was loose with my lips to forget what I said. My God, those words do not matter anymore. I will not replay those things in my head. My God, my tongue will be the tongue of the learned. I will speak differently. I'll talk differently. Woo! Because the things that I say to myself matter. Woo! Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And Holy Spirit, bring all the help. Woo! Don't matter what mama spoke, we taking that brick down. Don't matter what daddy spoke, we taking that brick down. Lord, help us to forget those things so we can remove the brick and see, woo, what you created and what you did and what you said. That's why positive affirmations are so important, because you're coming out of alignment and out of agreement with what you spoke over yourself for years. That's why I'm so heavy in affirmations. So heavy in my affirmations, because I'm coming out of alignment with everything that I ever said. Woo, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Y'all ready? Come on, claiming it. We announcing it. Woo, all things are new. Come on, speak them with me. I'm completely made over. My mindset is new. Woo! My future is calling. I may bend, but I will not break. I know my purpose. I have so much clarity. I am secure in God's love. The love of God determines I win. Christ died for what I couldn't overcome. Woo! My victory is in God's hands. I walk differently. I talk differently. I have insight, clarity, and wisdom for decision making. I am bold in the things of God. Jesus makes all things new. My past doesn't determine my purpose. I'm an overcomer. I am more than a conqueror. I see myself successful. Woo! I see myself prosperous. I live in total victory. God fights for me. My spiritual sight is 20/20. Doors are opening for me. I discern the times. Everything I put my hands to prospers. Woo! God is for me. Woo! Come on. Put that in the notes this morning. Put that in the comment. God is for me. Come on. You got to keep believing that. God is not against you. God is out here not trying to make things fall apart. God is for you. Woo! God fights for me. My God. My spiritual sight. God is for me. No weapon formed against me will work. Woo! Joy is my portion. Peace is my portion. Love is my portion. I'm living my best life. My tongue creates life for me. I have self-control. I can wait patiently. Grace abounds towards me. I'm not moved by what I see. Angels go do my bidding in Jesus' name. If you want a scriptural reference, go to Hebrews 1:14. Woo! My name is spoken in places it needs to be. The Holy Spirit advocates for me. My life reflects the kingdom of heaven. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Woo! I have authority over principalities and rulers of darkness because Jesus conquered those things. I will win. Woo! My future is bright. My God, I am well loved and respected. I lean into the wisdom of God. I trust God with all my heart. I am kind and gentle. I am meek. I keep the peace. Woo! I have a sound mind. My mind is the mind of Christ. I win. I win. I win. Woo! Put that in the comments. Come on. I win. I win. I win. Woo! Lord, bless the work of their hands today. Says, I live in the shalom of God, nothing missing, nothing lacking, and nothing broken. This morning when I was finishing my makeup and brushing my teeth, the Lord said to me, he says, look, I need you to tell them, like, it's all going to work this time. And I was like, come on, talk to me. He was like, sometimes we've been in seasons where, like, maybe your finance was cool, but your health wasn't. Your children were good. But your marriage wasn't. And he said, it's all going to work together this time. Woo! Like, it's all going to be working together. This will be your most successful, most blessed and prosperous season ever, because he's going to cause it all to work together. He wants it that way. That's what he desires in this season, for all of it to be together at one time. It's for the kingdom. It's for his glory. You're not going to have, that's why we're reconstructing ourselves. You're not going to have a hole where something is leaking out. Mm-mm. You're not going to gather and it seem like it's going to go away. Mm-mm. Ooh, that's a word. My God, some of you have felt like you've been gathering and then like something has been leaking out, like even in your finances, even in your joy, like you gather and it leaked out. Mm-mm, no more of that. You're going to see the power of God operating fully in your life. It's all going to work together. It's all going to go together. It's all going to go together in this season. If you believe that, all you got to do is, I believe I receive when I pray. And Lord, I trust and I'm praying and I'm thanking you in advance that it's all going to work together in this season. Woo! Thank you, Lord. Lord, thank you. Your glory is being revealed in our lives. Thank you that your hand is being, see, just throw your hands up if you can. Thank you that your hands are being, release the finances, release health, release provision, release the promotion, release the breakthrough, release the increase, release the power, release the strength, release the stability. My God. Thank you. Release the favor ridiculously. Thank you. Release the assignments. My God. Ooh, call the people forth that are supposed to text us, to call us today, to give into our lives today. Holy Spirit, be the greatest advocate. Ooh, let the same mind that's in Christ Jesus be in all of us. Release it today. Release exactly what they need. Woo! Lord, come quickly. Give them answers, open doors. I feel the fire, God. I can't even sit still. Woo! I feel a breaking. I feel a shifting. I feel a change. Lord, do it for them today. Do it for your people. I'm not even asking you for me. I know you got me. Make a move for your people today. Do it suddenly. Confirm the words that are coming out of my mouth. Do not let them fall to the ground. Let them see a shift. Let them see a change. Let them see a breakthrough. Woo! Let doors open, fly open today. My God. Let suddenly increase come upon their house. Let suddenly breakthrough come upon their house. Let suddenly change come in their marriage. Woo! Do it quickly, Lord. Do it quickly, Lord. Do it quickly, Lord. Do it quickly, Lord. Do it quickly for Alicia, for Sandra. Do it quickly for Myra. Do it quickly for Shamika. Do it quickly for Nicole. Do it quickly, Lord God. Do it quickly for Tanitra. Do it quickly for Rosalind. Do it quickly for Kelly, Michelle, Angela. Do it quickly for Hood. Do it quickly. Do it quickly for Cheryl. Do it quickly for Vanessa and Ebony and Kirby. Kirby, there are some things that God needs to release. And I know you probably feel like you are in the blessed state, but I promise you, God is telling me there is more. You have not tapped into all God has for you this season. So, Lord, I thank you for showing her the increase and bringing it to her. Whatever this suddenly is, cause it to happen quickly, Lord. My God, do it quickly for Stassi, Malisha. Thank you for Nia. Thank you for Brandy, for Artie, for Nicole, for Kat, for Roslyn, for Toya. Do it quickly. Do it quickly for Makisha, Vanessa and Alexis and Sierra. Do it quickly for Ashley and B. Do it quickly for Kedra and Jess and Mel. And do it quickly for Beverly and Mary and Jala and Tina. Do it quickly for Nett. Do it quickly. Do it quickly for do it quickly. Do it quickly for quick, Lord, for Jericho. Do it quickly, Lord, for Donshell. Do it quickly for Judy. Do it quickly. Do it quickly. Do it quickly, Lord. Do it quickly for Antonia. Do it quickly, Lord, for Josiah. for Judah, for Lyric, Logan, Shiloh, Zayden, and Casey, for Javen, for Jaleel, for Jermaine Jr. Do it quickly, Lord. Woo! Do a quick work in Jesus' name. Do a quick work in Jesus' name. Do a quick work for Myra. Do it, Lord. For Myra and her son's grandma, do it, Lord. Do it quickly. I receive it in Jesus. Show yourself strong in their lives today. Come on. I need to see your hand in their lives today. In Jesus' name, amen. The Lord places it on your heart to give. Go to the website, lmjministries.org, and you can find all the ways to give there. I am moved by emotions and how I long for God to meet your needs. Do it quickly. Let them know you have not forgotten about them. Let them know you have not forgotten about their children. Let them know you have not forgotten the promise. Oh my God, do it quickly. I ain't want to be no weeping prophet like Jeremiah. Do it quickly, Lord. Do it quickly for Yara. Do it quickly. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Do it quickly. Woo. In Jesus' name, amen. I love you. God loves you. I love you. God loves you. I love you. God loves you more. Father God, I thank you for pouring out a double on your people. My God, who you place it on their heart to give, who have been giving into this ministry, Lord, put a double on their life, who've been giving into kingdom, put a double on their life today. In Jesus' name, amen. I love y'all. God loves y'all so much more. I love you. I love you. I love you. See you back here in the morning, 6 a.m. Love. Peace and blessings. Do it quickly, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Do it quickly, Lord. Do it quickly. Thank you.